All of August, we were taking some time to walk through John chapter 14, the first few verses, and really focusing on verse 6, where Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And this morning, we're going to back up a few verses to the beginning of that chapter, and some very familiar verses, and we're going to talk about what Jesus said to his disciples. And he said to them that day, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." The disciples, Jesus' friends, that he had spent so much time with, they had watched him teach and preach and heal and deliver and raise from the dead. And they'd spent day after day with him. And Jesus, now coming closer to the cross, began to talk to them about his death and that he was going to leave them. And so they were disturbed and they were troubled and they were anxious and maybe fearful and probably confused and all sorts of disturbing emotions going through their hearts. And Jesus had said he was going to go away and that they couldn't come with him at that time. They didn't understand that. They didn't know where he was going to go and why they couldn't come. On top of that, you know, as Peter, who tended to be the first one to speak, as he heard those words, he said, "You know, I'll do anything. I'll lay down my life for you." You know, here was their leader, Peter, humanly speaking, he was their leader. He was the one who was most vocal. He was the first one to step out of the boat and follow Jesus. And yet he says, "You know, I'll lay down my life for you." And Jesus says, "Well, you're going to deny me. You're going to disown me. Three times you're going to say you don't even know me." So his friends are confused. These are confusing times. Things are not turning out the way that they would have planned them. Jesus is not acting the way they thought he should. They don't know where he's going and they don't know how to get there. And they're wondering if he's going to go away. Is he ever going to come back or has he abandoned them forever? And so they're literally in turmoil. Think of it this way. You put a pot of water on a stove and you turn the heat on high. For a while, actually usually for a long time if you're watching it, it's what my mother always used to say, watch pot never boils, right? Feels like it. So you're watching it and the water is sitting there and there's nothing happening. The heat's on and it's beginning to rise, but the surface of the water is smooth and calm. But if you keep watching it, for what seems like a long, long time, you'll see one little bubble come up from the top, from the bottom, rises up to the top, breaks the surface. And after that first bubble comes, there are more bubbles that come up from the bottom to the top as the heat goes up and up and up. And it begins, after a while, it's just bubbles going up and up and breaking the surface, and it's like the water's being stirred up and it's in turmoil. And so a lot of us go through lives with, on the surface, our lives seem very smooth and calm. But underneath, you know, the heat's being turned up a little bit and the bubbles are starting to rise and things are in turmoil. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me." So this morning, how is your heart? Is it calm on the surface, but there's all sorts of stuff going on underneath? Is your heart in turmoil? Is it full of anxious thoughts, concerns, and fears, and worries, and maybe even disappointment? Maybe even disappointment with God. God doesn't seem to be acting the way that you thought he would act. Are you finding it hard to trust him? Have you ever asked, you know, with all of my fears and worries and concerns and sorrows, can God be trusted? Is he able to save me? Is he able to heal me? Is he able to forgive me, provide for me? Lead me? That's probably some of the questions that the disciples might have had on their side of the cross as opposed to ours. It seems very logical that they would think that the way. I wonder if it was hard for them to trust Jesus, what he said. And it seemed like as things got closer to the cross and they watched him go through the beating and they watched him hung on that cross, humiliated, dying, buried. They must have wondered, And Jesus would say to them, you know, I faced my own troubled heart in the garden. Do you remember that story? In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prays to the Father, asks that the cup would be passed from him. He cries tears of grief before the Father as he anticipates what's to come. Drops of blood, cries to the Father. What are your troubles and what are the troubles in your heart today? We're going to take a moment. We're going to pray. Jesus said, do not let your heart be troubled. Don't let your hearts be in turmoil. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Let's pray together.
Father God, we just come before you because we can and confess, Father, that often our hearts are troubled and we are confused, that we are fearful when circumstances don't go our way or what we think is not going our way. Lord, we confess that often we respond to others in fear or in anger, instead of, God, with your love and your grace. We thank you, Lord, that you are a rock that is dependable in all times of trouble. We thank you that your love is so great that it is an anchor that holds us despite what is happening around us or our perception of what is happening around us. Lord, we thank you that you are so willing to forgive all our sin, all of the things that we have done wrong. For the sake of your name, Lord, you will forgive us our iniquity, even though it is so great. There is nothing we have done, Father, that is a shock to you or a surprise to you. You have forgiven it all ahead of time. So, Lord, we take refuge in you. We take refuge in your great love. We take refuge in the glory that you will give your own name through us. Lord, we thank you that there is absolutely no condemnation for those who are in Christ. In your name, amen.
To those disciples whose hearts were in turmoil, whose lives really, literally, were going to be turned upside down, Jesus again says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. In the midst of their fears and confusion and their anticipation of loss, Jesus introduces a strange image. He's been talking about going away, and he's even been hinting about his death. And he begins to talk about something that if they were thinking about it, maybe, I don't know if they caught the image or the illustration, but it was connected with weddings. So he would, as he talked about this house and going away and coming back and taking someone home to the Father's house, if they were listening behind the words, they would have caught the analogy. Because what he was talking about was when in their culture someone was engaged to be married, they didn't necessarily usually buy their own house to move into. They would move into their parents' house, into their father's house. So if a man was engaged to, this sounds familiar to some of you, if a man was engaged to be married, he would promise, make his promises to his bride-to-be, and he would say, I'm going home, I'm going to my father's house, I'm going to prepare a place. And so he would renovate a room or add on to the house and get everything ready for the wedding day. When the wedding day came, he would go and get his bride, and he would take her home to be with him in his father's house. And so that's the image that Jesus is using. The promise of someone who loves the bride and will come back for her on that day to take her home to be with him forever. And so it's a promise of relationship. It's a promise of presence, his presence with us always. And it's a promise that should bring joyful expectation. Jesus said, your hearts are stirred up, your hearts are in turmoil. I'm going away, but I'm going away to prepare a place for you in my Father's house. Now, the way to prepare that place goes through the cross. It goes through his death. It goes through him taking upon himself the sins of all humankind. But when I come back, he says, I will take you to be with me. You know, place and presence are so important to us. Having a place to be, having a place to belong, to know that this is my home. You know, if you have experienced, if you know anyone who has experienced being homeless, it's a very disconcerting feeling. I've never had to experience that. But to have a place where you know that you belong, it's your home, and you are loved and accepted as you are, welcomed into that place each and every time that you go there, that is a very secure feeling. That is something that all of us should know. And all of us will know because of Christ if we trust in him. We will know his presence, and we will know that we belong in that place that he has prepared for us because he loves us. You know, it all goes back to that thing about trust, right? Jesus says, trust in God, trust also in me. And many of us have trouble with trust. And sometimes there's a strange thing that happens is that some of us, if we're believers in Christ, we're able to trust God for our salvation, for heaven, for the forgiveness of our sins, but we have a hard time trusting God for the everyday stuff of our life. Isn't that kind of odd? It's kind of funny, isn't it? But I think it's true. Is that sometimes we seem to be able to trust him for salvation, but we can't trust him for the ordinary stuff of our daily lives. And Jesus would say to us, in that situation, also trust in me. Trust in me. So from our side of the cross, as opposed to the disciples' side of the cross, not knowing what was to come, but from our side of the cross, knowing what happened, Jesus took upon himself our sins. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And he did that by enduring the cross and dying for our sins. Now, the place has been prepared. It's ready for us. There's room for each and every person who would trust in him. The way has been made. And the way to that place in the presence of the Father, that place of belonging and that place of security and safety and love, the way to that place is through Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. But you need to trust him. We're going to sing a song that speaks about the brokenness of Christ and what was done on the cross. And in a few minutes after some prayer, we're going to enter into the time of communion.